No, and that's it. We're not going to have time for it. And it is all over. It is Dundalk 1, Finn Harps 0. The winning goal coming from David McMillan in the 33rd minute. He finished to the net after Mark Anthony McGinley had spilled a shot from Ravis Jakovskis. Ollie Horgan was not happy with that call. He's having a few words with Vinnie Pearce down there at the minute. He thought it was offside, but the goal was allowed to stand. Dundalk had a lot of chances in the first half, a lot of near misses that just didn't come off. But in the second half, much, much improved by Finn Harps. Dan Hawkins had a good chance, as did Adam Foley, but the ball just wouldn't go into the net, and Dundalk were able to see it out and grab the 3 points.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, listen, we said earlier, Dundalk had chances the first half, but off that, you know, Mark McGinley was not worked once, apart from the goal when he probably, I need to see it again, I think he maybe we were disappointed with it. He kind of, the ball came in and strike from the fullback from Dundalk, and he probably should have done better for me, but he ended up putting it into the pathway. McMillan scored from 2 or 3 yards. They had a few chances. For me, they just showed too much respect the first half to Dundalk. They stepped off them, let the midfield go and play and dominated, whereas we look at the second half performance. The back four pushed up another 10 yards. That means our midfield were more advanced. That means they put them under a lot more pressure in midfield. They didn't get the time to start picking out passes and causes problems. And the second half performance, they grew into the game and they were a lot better in the second half. And probably over the 90 minutes, probably deserved to get something out of the game. McMillan had a chance just where Mark McGinley came out and smothered a really good save by him, probably to kill the game. But, I mean, it's a good performance, second half performance, considering they're 1-0 down away to... And Dundalk up, were a goal ahead of them, and the conditions and the heat of today. But yeah, listen, good second half performance, but you get nothing for good performances about results. And today we ended up a wee bit short, and we ended up losing 1-0, and Dundalk at 3 points. But listen, that's the kind of performance we're looking for. Can we bring that into our next game? And that's key. We're not going to play against this opposition every week.
Yeah, and there was savage heat out there, as we mentioned a few times, Declan. It was really, really warm. Even the warm up was done, of course, in the heat. There was no shade to go into, like, so those players, like, they put in a big shift.
They did, very testing for the players, really warm, and we were in the shade here, and it was still warm in the shade, and thankfully the referee had the sense to have a couple of water breaks to give them that relief, and any time as well there was a player injured, there was water coming onto the pitch. That was important. To be fair, you know, that didn't affect the Harps' performance. The second half, they grew into the game, they were a lot better. They seemed to have really good energy levels. And considering Dundalk are obviously in Europe again on Thursday. And yeah, listen, I said earlier, you get nothing for pats in the back and performances. But, you know, the key for me is, can we bring that same sort of or similar performance into the next game? And that's the big one, really, for Finn Harps. But yeah, listen, a better performance than definitely last week at home.
And what about man of the match, Declan? Anybody in particular stand out for you?
I thought Dan Hawkins was very good the first time, worked very hard, probably more of a discipline where he helped Jordan Musto and counteract that. Second half, he was very good in the second half. I thought Barry McDameen second half was very good as well. Will Seymour was good in the second half as well. So over that, Siddiqui, you mentioned, was very good, made some really important blocks as well, and got good headers in. So, you know, between those, it's very, I mean, probably because I'm making his debut, I thought Hawkins caused a lot of problems and was very neat and tidy in the ball and worked very hard. I would probably give him the man of the match on his performance tonight.
Right, and Harps now, you know, it's cup action now next weekend. They are playing against Fairview Rangers from Limerick. They were the FAI Junior Cup champions. It's non-league opposition. The game's down in Limerick. We haven't got a date for that yet. How do you think that game will play out?
Yeah, listen, when I was obviously playing Finn Harps, we actually played for Fairview Rangers in the Cup many years ago, and I'll say when that was, but yeah, and a very good intermediate and junior team. I think the junior team now at the minute, but they'd have good players. Obviously, there are some of the Limerick players that have stepped away and were involved in Limerick City. But yeah, listen, that'll not be an easy game. You know, away from home in the Cup, you just never know. But listen, if they get in a similar sort of performance and the attitude's good like today, there'll be no problems at all. And that gives them, you know, they can step away from a good performance now, and can they get a wee bit of momentum going maybe and score a few goals against Fairview Rangers that give them confidence, especially the front players, because they need to be scoring, and that gives them all confidence. I mean, they've got Finn Harps, got Bowes next, and then they've got Sligo Rovers in the Showgrounds, and then they've got Longford away. So they're three big matches after that, and we need to correct our home form. Our home form hasn't been good enough, similar to Dundalk, Sam. And, you know, it's about so getting a 1-0 victory, and can we get a clean sheet? And we haven't done that in a while, and that's key, because we're not scoring many goals. You're not scoring many goals, you've got to make sure you get clean sheets. But defensively, I thought we were very good today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that cup matches. Are there players on the fringes maybe that haven't played an awful lot that could see get a start next week?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. Depending on how many players come through today's matches, it's always testing in that heat. But obviously on the AstroTurf as well, it's very testing for players, and especially any players that've been around a wee while that might have old injuries. You know, it comes to take a bigger effect on them on that pitch. But yes, it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, probably looking at maybe can Tony go up front. You know, can we get players that are on the fringes, maybe we get a game time as well. But you don't want to chop and change it too much. You want to get that consistency. It's interesting tonight in Dock. I played the same team 3 weeks in a row, and they've got results in the last 3 weeks, and that's probably key as well. So, you know, get familiarity, players playing with each other. You don't want to chop and change too much, but it's important that we go down to Limerick and won the game and keep ourselves in the cup, and a good cup run would add a wee bit of confidence, and obviously as well, you know, it'll help the club.
Dundalk move into sixth position in the league with that win. Have they been in a false position for the quality that they have?
Yeah, I suppose they always say that the league table doesn't lie. I would say with the quality of players and the budget they have, I mean, their budget's massive. I mean, I said earlier about 29 full-time players, like, you know, in the League of Ireland, that's a lot of outgoings, a lot of expenditure there, and, you know, you need to be doing and being successful, and it's been difficult when they're not having the crowds. Obviously, there's COVID payments coming in to all the League of Ireland clubs, and that's definitely supported them. They'll have the money from the Europe, and they're banking on a really good European run. That's their key. That's what their bread and butter, and that's what they'll be looking for, obviously, Thursday night as well, when they're back in Europe. But, yeah, listen, for me, the quality of players that they have, they need to be in a far better position, and they should be up pushing for the European spots, and that's what they need to be. And, you know, if Dundalk go for European football for 1 year, you know, it makes a hell of a difference to their budget.
Yeah, and just looking at some of the other individual performances for Finn Harps this evening, Jordan Musto, his second appearance, how do you think he got on?
Yeah, I thought he was better. I did think he was better. He's good in the ball. I do think that, and Hawkins gave him a real support in the first half and helped him. He probably lacks a wee bit of pace for me on that position, but very comfortable in the ball. Dealt a lot better and played a lot better tonight than he did obviously in Finn Park. But that's, you know, maybe a week's training with the lads, and, you know, so we might see him getting better and more improvement in him. I thought Webster coming back and was excellent. Sneaky was very, very good. Ethan Boyle was good, and then I think the midfielder Mark Coyne and Will Seymour were very good in the second half, and Barry McNamee, because we got the ball down, we started passing it, and that's the key. If we want to get the best out of Barry McNamee, we've got to pass the ball, and we've got to create that overload in the middle of the park where he's in an advanced situation in behind Dundalk's midfield area, and then kind of cause problems by penetrating their back four, which he did in a few times, and that's what you're looking for. I thought Hawkins picked up really good areas, even into areas where their defenders couldn't go in with him, and they're the right full for Dundalk. He was excellent, excellent on the night as well, but Hawkins caused some real problems when he came inside. But yeah, listen, a really good performance, disappointing result, but can they bring that performance going forward and the league matches and the cup match?
Okay, so that's all from Oriel Park this afternoon. Dundalk have claimed the spoils. They've won 1-0. David McMillan's 33rd minute goal proved to be the difference between the sides. Harps will take encouragement from the second half, but unfortunately, there are no points for that. Full-time score from Oriel Park, it's Dundalk 1, Finn Harps 0.